Does not having a full practice at all during the week hurt at all? Or is it just kind of one of those things that you kind of got to get?
Just one of those things you just have to get through it. Get through it the best way you can. Try to put everything that you can into it. You know, even though it's a short week, it's still a game got to be played. So, and a division game, a really important game. Every game is important, but especially division games. So, a division rival coming here, they want to win, we want to win. So, whatever we have to do to get ready and get prepared, we have to do in a short week. So, that's the name of the game.
Because I know you're a little banged up right now, but we should go on Thursday night. Is there any player or any interior lineman you've gone up against throughout your career that's been tougher than Nick Mangold?
That's a tough question, but he's probably one of the toughest. I played against a lot of guys younger in my days, but he's by far one. He's up there. He's tough. Anytime you play a division game, you know, no matter who it is, it's always going to be a tough game. You're going to have tough opponents. Especially, you know, the Jets, they want to run the ball. They're still running the ball. You know, they have a quarterback that can throw and move on the ground now. But at the end of the day, they still want to run the ball. When they have to have a play, they're going to try to get it on the ground. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but we're up for it. And that's just knowing what you got to do, just being accountable for one another and playing for one another. And it's a good team in here, so I don't think it would be anything special you have to say or do. You just have to know your role.
You're the last link to, like, when the team was really carried by the defense back when you were a rookie and that time period when Bruce and Brave and all those guys were here. I mean, is there some part of you that hopes that this group can grow into that, to grow into what those dominant defenses were back then?
We have the capability. I mean, we definitely do. You know, this defense, we have guys, you know, I think everybody from last year is back. And that's good. When you can start with a team that you finished the season up with last year, and you have guys that was in their first year and now in their second years, and you had guys that was new last year, all of a sudden they had a year. You know, they have a year under their belt now. So you can do a little bit more stuff now because you understand one another. So defensively, I'm very, very confident in the things that we can do, things we can go in the game saying, you know, if we didn't practice it, we can go on the sideline and say, hey, this is how we want to attack, and we can attack him. So, but I think this defense can, you know, turn out to be a good defense. But it's going to fall on us. It's going to fall on us how we want to be, what type of defense we want to team up with, what type of defense we want to be, what type of team we want to be. So everybody in here is the coaches, it's the players. You know, we all work together. So we all understand that too. But like I said, it's the beginning of the season. So have to be ready for everything at this point. But hopefully later on down the road, we gel and everything is starting to come together like we planned it to.